Our next report comes from Hunter and Gavin. They are reporting for Rob Marone's class in Pike Lake.
Hello, my name is Hunter.
And my name is Gavin.
And here's our report for the week of October 18th from Pike Lake Elementary School.
It seems like fall's slipping away quickly and winter is settling in before we wanted to. On October 17th, we received our first snowfall in the school grounds. We also observed that the ground is starting to freeze up and puddles are covered with ice during the day. Finally, we had a 70-plus degree day on October 9th. We are wondering if we will see another 70-degree day before winter settles in for good.
Went for a walk in my yard, and I noticed that there were a bunch of mouse tracks in the snow. I kept on walking and looked down, and I saw a bunch of deer tracks. The tracks were headed to the woods. Then I noticed that all the tree branches were leaning down because of the weight of the snow. I went in the woods and spooked off two deer. Put on a few layers of clothes because I thought it was going to be cold. After my walk, though, I came inside and I was warm. It wasn't as cold as I thought.
I observed that the snow level was really low yesterday and today as well. But 3 days ago, the snow was perfect for snowballs. Also, I observed that we have a lot of hollow trees and also no blue jays.
Riley observed that she already made a snowman. He looks quite big and is leaning. All the leaves fell off her trees and her trampoline is covered in snow.
Maisie noticed that on branches in her woods, there was a layer of snow on them. Under that layer of snow, there was a very, very thin layer of ice that took shape in the cracks and crevices of the tree bark.
Trent noticed bunny tracks all over his back and front yard. Also, the snow is hard and sticky, so it is perfect for snowmen.
Louise observed if you did not rake your yard, the snow turns yellow because of the aspen leaves' color.
Ashley observed that in her yard, there were quite a few animals that weren't prepared for the snow. One mouse had froze in her yard, and there were many birds hustling to get food.
Lindsay observed that it was snowing on Thursday. The sky had a yellow tint to it. She didn't know why it did, but I thought it was interesting.
Kelsey observed that all the snow had made the trees look like a cave. There are also lots of deer tracks.
Marcy noticed the two birch trees in her yard had branches falling from the heavy snow. She also had four turkeys in her yard that were male, and they waddled through our woods. She thought they were finding food and looking for shelter because they went to a rock that had space under it and went under and looked around, then walked out where she could not see them.
Autumn noticed that the birds and the squirrels have been trying even harder to gather more food for winter.
This concludes our report for the outer reaches of the Proctor School District.
Be aware.
Things are happening out there.
Indeed they are, Hunter and Gavin. Boy, that was really well done. I loved your excitement. That was fun to listen to. I noted that you mentioned about the birches and being branches coming off the birches or being weighted down by the snow. And I recommend to all of you to go out and read Robert Frost's poem, Bending Birches. It's a wonderful story about just that. And it talks about birch architecture as well as what can happen when we get a wet, heavy snow.